All right, here we go. Irresistibly awful number 240. Matt and John. And I picked this week's movie, a little fishing movie, Fate Shop. John, how much did you love Hot Rod Johnson in Bait Shop?
What a great name. Oh, this is gonna be hard for that not to make your list of favorite names. Because that is such
I'm
a
with
great
you.
character name. Yeah, I loved that. And he a fun character. He has some rules to live by.
He's kind of like Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, huh?
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Oh, so yeah, he's fun. Poor Billy Ingvall in this movie. I don't know. And it's funny. Like this movie, there's parts of this movie where it's just comedy, which is great, and silliness, fine. And then there's parts of this movie where like they're trying to like almost be a feel good family movie, which I don't feel like it really had a place. Like they didn't get there, so I don't know if it really was
I know. I gotta tell you, one thing I appreciated about Hot Rod Johnson is his two fishing skanks that followed him around everywhere. I like
Yes.
that.
Yes. That was fantastic. Do you think that's a thing? I don't follow the fishing world that well. It's been a little while since I've been to the Big Bass Pro, a little while since I've been to Cabela's. But do you think that's is that the way it is?
You see,
Well,
John,
you pull up in that pontoon boat and the lady's just like, oh yeah.
there's got to be at least one lady out there. There's got to, John. You know it.
That's marriage material.
this is where I'll say I am not one to partake in the fishing activities. Now, I think we need the Bubba for this one to
Bubba
talk
would
us
help.
through. The fishing skanks, if there is such a thing. But I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one. But this
I'll
is
tell you what, once you when you got a boat, it might bring out, it might bring them out, just saying.
Maybe it doesn't matter if it's a super yacht or a tiny pontoon boat, you know? You don't know. I don't
Yeah.
know. You know? Take it out on Lake Erie. It doesn't matter if it's Lake Erie or
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe or Lake Erie, huh? Hey, they're about the same.
Well, yeah, not too far. One's a great lake. One's not.
I've seen them both. They're all right.
They're all right.
I think most people might pick Tahoe. I'm just saying.
Probably not much difference in depth either.
But yeah, as soon as I saw Billing Ball and then Achy Breaky Heart,
Oh man.
I had to see this movie. I had to, John.
I never heard of this movie before,
Nope.
I think it was like Bill Ingvall, Larry the Cable Guy, and who's the one I'm forgetting? You might be a redneck.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Jeff Foxworthy, right? Those three, right? Those that trio was kind of around at the same time, right? And I think of the three, I didn't get any of the Bill Ingvall com or I didn't get exposed to much Bill Ingvall comedy, right? It's like you had lots of Larry the Cable Guy and lots of Jeff Foxworthy, and then oh yeah, there's Bill Ingvall, but I don't really know what he says. I don't really know what he's talking about. So it's like I know him. Yeah, I know, but And the what's this catch line? Yeah, that's here's your sign or something.
Yep,
right?
Here's your sign.
But no. But yeah, I definitely of the three, I think they were all kind of popular right around the same time. I didn't know.
And you know, I know Larry the Cable Guy did a couple movies, so
yeah,
maybe.
I he's on one of my lists. I know that there was one. Yeah, there was on one of my lists. So
maybe I don't know. Did Foxworthy do movies, or was he too busy doing "Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader" show?
That's right. Those fifth graders are smart, though.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When they bust out some of those questions on the show, I'm like, well, I'm a complete dumbass because I have no idea the answer to this question. And these kids are like, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, Rome, 1824. Like, what? Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, that's not a Bill of Rights. Like, no, come on, man. I don't know what you're talking about here.
So this movie, I looking back, I'm like, I didn't realize this in this first part, but I was like, is this like an old clip of Bill doing an interview winning his amateur championships? Is that's
right, you know, because I didn't catch on to, I didn't piece that bit together until much later in this movie. But yeah, at some point, Bill Engvall, whose character is Bill Duggan, or Dugan?
Doogie.
which, by the way, thank you. We love it when you use your actual name as your acting name. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'll take that.
it's easy for him to remember.
Easy to remember, because I don't remember much, so that helps a lot. But yeah, so he was a bass fishing champion. He was a fisherman. He was a hero. I mean, a man's man. And he was thankful too. He goes, hey, you know, I just want to thank God and my sponsors. Those are Hooters, Jack Daniels, Coors Light, Miller Lite, and of course Heineken.
Where's your Corona?
Oh boy, after watching that, I was like, I could go for a Heineken. I haven't had one of those in a little while.
Oh man,
it does. Yeah.
I was like, boy, these sponsors jump on this. If I had to see, now we'll talk about this later on. If I had to see that ESPN little intro one more time, God, I'm like, I get it. Oh. It's the bass fishing championships. Oh, yeah. But well, we cut from that to him in bed, and he tries to get some of that morning loving, like, you gotta try. And she's like, no. But she reminds him that he gets to go fishing, and then he gets real excited, John. I mean,
woo! Yes, here we go. Here we go, doing some fishing. But nobody wants to go fishing. His wife doesn't care, right? He just wants him out of the house. As his son left a note, nope, not going. He said, well, F you all, I'm going on my own then. Which is the right choice in the first place.
There you go. That's right. You know, he gets out on the water and he gets attacked by some rogue jet skiers. I don't think they were Nazis.
Nope.
But the,
they were not surfboards.
Another bigger boat causes him to jump in the water, and we'll come back to that in a little bit.
How big a lake was he on? Jeez, this lake he was on was interesting too, because it wasn't just a big lake. Like, there was some like old growth swamp looking lands, you know. And there was a part of the lake that I think we saw in one of our Andy Sedaris movies, you know, where it was like, Donna's going down to down one of these river lanes, I think. So
definitely parts of it look like you might find a blood hook
situation. Yeah, that's right.
I can tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
His father-in-law is the mattress king of the town, county, city, lake. Everywhere?
Mattress king. Is that like, so it's like the Art Van? is that right? Mr. Van.
I got furniture from there. All right. I've done it.
That's right. Quality stuff.
So let's talk about this group of, we'll call them friends he has that are freeloading off him at the bait shop he runs down. All right.
This is pretty cool. You know, because it doesn't take too long to piece all this together, but it's like, wow, he's got a group. This feels like it feels like Cheers, you know, where they you know, where everybody knows your name.
Hey, Norm.
That's right.
Yeah, and one thing I loved is no matter when he showed up, everybody else was already there.
Yep,
and. It seems like he has the one lady, Laura?
Hey, good luck with this, because I did not learn their names.
I don't either. Yeah, I just know Odd Job and Dale.
Odd Job. Dale, yeah.
Laura, the lady who works there? At least I think she works there.
Yeah, I... Or she or works Betty. For herself there? I'm not really sure.
Then we also have Deuce Bigelow's dad. remember him? He's one of the old guys. And the other old guy, he just wants a massage parlor being built. That's all he wants.
You know, I get that.
Oh, that's yeah. So we got two old guys, Odd Job, Dale. I think her name's Laura. Is Laura his wife or the lady who works there? I think she's the lady who works there. I think Laura's the lady who works there.
It was one of those you didn't get the name enough to follow, and they didn't have a cool name like Hot Rod Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. But she wants to bang the mailman.
Yes. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. So this, yeah, they all hang out at the bait shop here, and I thought this
was curious too, like these two old guys are hanging out at the bait shop, you know, they're playing cards or chess or whatever, and they're watching soap operas, and I'm just like, this is your hangout spot, and you choose to watch soap operas? Really?
They're my stories.
I don't get it, right? I just...
I don't know.
I wonder what if I'll do something like that when I'm old and crusty. Do I just hang out at some dude's bait shop and be like, hey, you mind if I turn on the TV and catch the days of our lives? And
yep. Make sure you got yourself a tab so you don't pay for anything. I just put on my tab.
I'll just put on my tab, yeah.
And, hey, John, you know what? I'll come hang out with you and watch soap operas with you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah.
That's all we have to do is sit there. And this is one thing I don't get, because this is the most, I can't say the most unbelievable thing in this movie, but when there's a giant place being built across the street, you will know what's going in there before they do an reveal of the thing, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
And I did it. This is 2008, right? This bait shop. Mm-hmm. So this isn't like the 80s, you know. They have the internet. You know, they could have looked up and said, let me Google this. Yeah, Google was around in 2008. So you could have had a smartphone. You could have had an iPhone. You know?
Oh.
So I'm how they didn't know this. No, okay, the two old guys watching the soap operas, you know, I get it. But everybody else should have been able to figure this one out.
Yeah, I thought it was funny they didn't know what could possibly be going in there. But then we see John. There's the fishing competition coming up. First prize, $50,000. But, John, yeah. Fishing's reigning bad boy, Hot Rod Johnson, greatest bass fisherman in the world, not the country. The world. All right. So don't even bother showing up, all right? Just don't bother, all right?
This man works hard and parties harder. Oh, yeah. and no joke, while Bill Duggan is while he's bad mouthing Mr. Hot Rod Johnson, guess who comes into the bait shop like a wrecking ball? Oh yeah, you like that? See, you like what I did there? Hot Rod Johnson. Oh yeah, Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus showing up to the bait shop. Now, why did he go into this bait shop? No idea. You're building your own.
Good question.
No reason to be there. Absolutely none. But he went in. He bought some beer. That's what he did. He's like, you know. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't get the alcohol license, John, for his place.
Maybe not. That could be it. And maybe that's just one of those things because I don't do enough fishing. When I think about, hey, I want to go pick up a case of beer, I don't think, oh, I'll go to the bait shop to get my case of beer. I just don't. It's not the first thing I think of, you know? In fact, it's probably not like the fifth thing. I'm like, I'm going to go, like, let's go to Walmart or Kroger or, let's see, liquor store, gas station. Bait CBS. Shop? Yeah, CVS Street. I don't think Bait Shop made my top five.
Well, did you see this place has everything in it, right? It has, I saw Advil. It's got a whole menu of food you can get.
It's true. This is more than a bait shop. I'm guessing. We never actually see him sell any bait in the bait shop, but yeah. They got some coffee. I know that.
Yeah.
Fridge full of beer. Cases, apparently. Cases of beer.
Yeah. I like how Hot Rod talks in the third person. He takes a look at all those Bills amateur trophies, and he's like, but he's like, yeah, bring out that case of beer out here to my big-ass boat, my big-ass truck. And he's like, oh, my, it's the boat that made Bill jump in the lake earlier is Hot Rod Johnson's
son boat. Of a gun. Your boat. You're the one who swamped me.
Boy, should have kept track of how many times they say Hot Rod Johnson in this show. It had to be 50 times, you know.
I know. I didn't even think about it right till you just said something right now. But I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. We could have gone through. Because so many times did they say Hot Rod Johnson.
Bill gets the mail and he goes, would you look at the bank owes me $15,000.
Oh, man. I get one of those letters all the time. Bank owes me money. Yeah, I know it. 15 grand. And then someone's like, you don't know how to read, Bill. That says you owe 15 grand.
How to read?
And so he has a balloon payment coming up. And I'm like, hold on. This is 2008. Isn't that when the housing crisis happened because of people with balloon payments? Like, yep. I don't know if this joke was formulated before or during, because it's like you release this movie right at the housing crisis, right when it was popping, Did you know? Did they have the foresight to say, "Oh, this is a train wreck. It's gonna blow up." And did they, you know? And sure enough, you know, things like people getting balloon payments on their mortgages. Yeah, guess what?
Bait shop foretelling the future.
I know. That's what it was. It was amazing.
Oh,
I was like, hold on a second. When did this movie come out? This is hilarious. If only our financial institutions would have watched this movie, the Great Recession might never have happened.
Yeah, if somebody would have just watched Bait Shop.
If somebody in the financial institutions would have been a Bill Engvall fan. Oh.
One of you has got to be a Billy Ray Cyrus fan. Come on now.
I know.
So they
want to know if he's going to tell his wife about this. About this balloon payment. And he was gonna, but she told him to not tell her heart, her achy, breaky heart. I don't think it would understand. Because if you told her heart, her achy, breaky heart.
how could we not get that song in here?
Like, I know.
Come
on, Billy. Hook us up with something.
Right at the end, you know, when his boat explodes and an awful CGI fire. Why could he be like,
It was pretty bad. Man. It was pretty bad. it wasn't as good as the CGI was not as good as Grabbers.
That's true. Yeah. What was I watching? Hold on, you got me thinking. I was watching Aquaman 2 recently, John. And there's a creature. Was that the movie I was watching that had a creature that looked a lot like the Grabber? I was like, wait a minute.
Oh.
Did they steal this from Grabbers?
Do you think so? Yeah. I mean, it's just another creature of the deep. I'm sure Aquaman would be able to talk to it.
Oh boy, yeah. What if he's the Grabbers, man? Oh yeah. Boy. And he's always drinking too in those new Aquaman movies, so he'd be invincible.
Yep.
I'll say Aquaman 2, not that bad. It's not that bad.
So I've not seen the Aquaman 2. In fact, I watched the Spider-Man Homecoming. That's what I watched yesterday.
Caught up with Michael
to that one. So that was fun. I like that.
I like that too. I liked Michael Keaton in that role. I thought he played a good bad guy.
Yeah, I liked Aunt May. I think casting her as a MILF was a smart idea.
what do you call it, like an aunt? An elf?
what's a ant I'd like? I don't know.
So now you're going to have to watch, what was the next one? No Far From Home?
I was some kind of going through in order. I did skip around a little bit, but like I think my next one's going to be... Ant-Man and the Wasp or something.
Yeah. Okay, so you're doing the Marvel Universe.
I'm trying to do it. Yeah. Okay. Trying to do it in order. And I'm trying to catch up on the ones that came out in between, too.
Okay. So. Okay. Well, you're
pretty I say calm. That, but I'm really, really yeah. slow about it. I'm like months in between, so I'm very slow. Anyway, back to this.
He gets home and Grandpa showed up to his house with an Xbox because Grandpa's got all that mattress money, John.
Man, you know how many times, if I can count on my hand how many times my grandpa showed up with an Xbox or something like that. I wish I could have because that never happened.
No.
Not
that
once.
Usually doesn't.
Nope. I remember watching golf with my grandpa. That's about it. Because
Hey.
he'd just be like, "Leave me alone, kids. I'm watching golf." I'm like, "Oh, I'll sit here to watch golf." I, you know, sure. We both fall asleep. I'm like, "Oh, that was nice."
Bill's friend, I believe his name is Buddy. Is that? Yeah, I thought it was his dad for a minute. I guess it's his friend. I like how he said the what do you say? It's a total chick magnet.
Yeah.
Maybe he's
Really?
right. Maybe he's right. I
Maybe.
don't
Maybe I've been. I wonder. I might open up a bait shop.
know. Yeah, you got the Lake Erie right there. I mean,
Oh, that's right.
you got a lot of lakes around, little tinier
There are a lot of
lakes.
lakes. Yeah.
But Laura, Bill's wife, she. Oh, okay, so it's Laura. Wait, is that? I know I wrote it down somewhere. I'm gonna get these two mixed up. Hold on, I'm gonna look this
Yeah.
up, John. Go ahead, I'm gonna look this up. You go ahead.
I'm sure I had it eventually, but I'm not very good about it. Bill's son is Scott. So we do see Scott's here now. And Scotty's gonna work with Dad in the bait shop for a little while. But across the street, they're finally going to have their grand opening, and there's somebody announcing, and they're not sure if it's the local weatherman or possibly somebody from Al Qaeda.
Laura is his wife. It's
All right.
Laura Dugan. Yeah, this big opening of the store, and you got Hot Rod Johnson comes out, and he's wearing, like, I would only say it's like a WWE outfit, is what it looks like. Right? It's got, like,
Yeah.
HRJ, big old belt buckle on the front there.
Yeah.
He just starts making out with the lady, and it's the guy's wife, and the guy's like, "I can't believe it, man. Hot Rod Johnson making out with my
Is
wife."
the Oh man. But you know, I get it. I get it. Like, you know, if I was at a grand opening with my wife and you know the Dwayne the Rock Johnson is opening up, you know, some new play, he comes over and he gives my wife a big kiss. I'd be like, "Dwayne the Rock Johnson just kissed my wife. This is life." Maybe
Oh
not Billy
boy.
Ray Cyrus, but
Hey, you never know. Could have been me. All game on. Some game on. I'm gonna remember that, John, because if The Rock
Funny
has
stuff.
ever opened up a store around where you
If
live,
he's ever
I'm gonna
randomly
be like,
wanting
"Come on, John, let's go."
Oh, let's go. Oh, that's funny.
Yep, John, opening up is Hot Rod Johnson Pro Fishing Emporium. Sounds nice.
Yeah, he's selling boats. He's selling everything. There's a guy, he's like, "I'm not sure if I should buy this boat. My wife needs surgery, but you know what? Never mind, I'm buying a boat." Smart man. Get that boat.
Yeah, you know, if Hot Rod Johnson says screw your wife on the boat, you got to.
Scotty is getting smitten with HRJ here, Hot Rod Johnson. He likes him.
It's and Bill passes out and he wakes up. He's like, I had a horrible nightmare, you know. This Hot Rod Johnson opened up a shop over here. Then he's like, well, he's gonna go to the bank because, you know, if you just talk to the bank, they'll work with you. You know,
they gotta work with you, right? They don't wanna just put you under. Right? Let's refinance or something, get you into a 30-year mortgage, and maybe we'll pay some points down, and you'll be all right. Nope. They want their money. We want our money. We need it.
We need it. Yeah, they tell him no, and then he runs into his father-in-law, who's coming in there, I'm guessing, to put a bunch of money in the bank because he's rich. Yep. But then the bank tells the father-in-law what's going on.
I'm pretty sure father-in-law was there to go swimming in his money like Scrooge McDuck, you know? I think he was trying to, like, I'm going to just jump in my vault for a little bit, do a couple laps, swim around.
Yeah, open up the vault, I'm diving in. but boy, once the bank tells him how Bill is broke, this guy gets so excited that his son-in-law is broke. I mean, he gets giddy with excitement.
I know, even by the end of the movie, this still kind of perplexes me a bit. Like, what was he hoping? His end game was to get his son-in-law to be his employee. That's what he wanted this whole time? Like,
I know.
Why? Oh, man, I really want this guy to work for me. What?
Yeah, it wasn't your typical, the father-in-law was like, boy, honey, you should leave this bum, you know?
Yeah.
Marry Jimmy here, who's the manager at the mattress store. It wasn't like that.
No, you know? No, you're married. That's fine. No, I just need to get him to work for me. I need another employee. There's a hiring crisis.
And these so-called friends of Bill's all go to Hot Rod's place, and they just love it. They're buying shit. They're hanging out. They're camping out in the bathroom. I mean, they're loving it.
They give a couple of, like, tight shots of the inside of Bill's Pro Fishing Emporium. And I'm pretty sure it was Cabela's. I mean, it just looked like, you know, one of those shops like you've seen before 100 times.
You mean Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter?
That's the one, yeah.
Located in Dundee, Michigan? That's US 23 and M50?
On your way north to the promised land. Among other ones, yeah.
I got one here in this town. All right, right here,
Columbus,
Ohio. All right,
that's right. You're gonna be
down here. You know,
everybody's got to get some fishing. You know, get some hunting. Yeah, and fishing.
What is the other one we have here? We have Cabela's, and then not Bass Pro Shop. We have another one. What's it called? It's called oh boy, I drove right past it.
I do like the Bass Pro Shop. That's a good one. There's one not too far from here. They got a little aquarium. You know, it's nice. That's nice.
I think we have two other ones. I can't think of their names. Yeah. Probably because I've never been in it. They're like, hey, maybe you should enter that competition since, you know, it's free to enter.
Yeah,
you know, maybe
and he make 50 grand. Yeah, but he's not. Bill's like, I don't think I compete. I can compete. I used to play the game, and now I'm out of it. Now I'm no good. And that's why you never give it up, right? You don't give it up. You're on top of the. You just keep playing. You just keep going for it, brother. Why do you never let go?
You know, I just love this, John, because he's like, you know, I just haven't fished professionally in so long. I just don't think I could do it. Like, what? Wait a minute.
I just don't get it. Yeah. Okay. In fairness, all right. All these other guys, you know, Hot Rod Johnson. One of the reasons he's good is because he's got all the latest gizmos and gadgets. He's got the sonar and radar and lidar and all the other dars, and he's able to find where to throw the hook to get them some fishies. And where Bill, he just he just knows the water, you know. He just he's oh. one with the lake. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I did crack up at what Hot Rod and Scott are hanging out, and Hot Rod says to him, "You know, money is the most important thing in life." To what Scott says is, "What about family and friends?" And Hot Rod said, "Heck, you can buy those." Hot Rod, he doesn't have a kid of his own. He wants Scott to be his protege.
Yeah, you know, not, you know, the not besides more of a financial support father figure, but
oh boy.
So then on top of all that, right, okay, poor Bill, he's got this balloon payment he's got to deal with. He's got Hot Rod Johnson's new store across the road. He's got his friends are starting to bail on him for the new place. You know, what worse could it, how worse could it get? He gets home, and oh, guess who brought home a brand new TV and a Wii, a Nintendo Wii? That's right. That's Gramps. Good old Gramps. And then he's like, you know, could offer you a low interest loan for $20,000.
No.
But I'm not going to insult you, you know, your business acumen. And
what like, an a-hole.
It's like, no, really, you could offer me a low interest $20,000 loan to help me. That would be great.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh, but I know how great you are running that store. Well, it turns out the wife knows all about the $15,000, and Bill's sleeping on the couch.
No. So I said, I had a quick recap. I said, okay, so you're about to lose your shop. Your son loves your mortal enemy, Hot Rod Johnson. Your father-in-law treats you like you're crap, and now your wife is pissed. So, just hitting, firing at all cylinders.
Yep. And then, they're gonna go to the shop six. Just a little. They go to the shop at 6 a.m., John, and Hot Rod, I got to give him credit. He's already out there. He's got his fishing skanks on the boat. He's hosing them down. 6 a.m., he's ready to get the day going. 6
a.m., yeah. I don't know if that's because they were out there all night and they were just wrapping up. But this is another one of those paradoxes. You're like, are the fishing gals out? And are they out at 6 a.m.? I mean, that if you want to be a real fisher dude, fisher lady, fisher man or woman, you got to get out there early, right? So, yeah. And then we start getting our first Hot Rod Johnson rules of the road. So rule of the road number 11 is get other people to work for you.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah, that's a good one. And then rule number 9, always have a big motor.
Oh, good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So Bill decides he's going to do the tournament. And then, John, you know what? I mean, this is the only time in this movie where I got excited is when I heard an original song start, right? I was like, oh boy, hold on a minute. Did they just say, I want my mullet back? And I'm like, the song's starting with that. And I was like, oh boy. You know, I was like, here we go. And then nothing comes to it. It just goes away, John. I was so disappointed. There wasn't a mullet song happening. I mean,
yeah, if he's, where does the poster child, for the mullet, right? Him and like Kid Rock. I mean,
what? So yeah, Scott's gonna go hang out with Hot Rod and not Bill.
Yep. Scott's having the greatest day of his life with Hot Rod Johnson. He's got babes on the boat his age. He's, you know, partying on. Oh, this is great.
Right? Sun's out. Yep, there you go.
Learning all these perfect rules of the road to live by. Yep.
I did like what Hot Rod said. He said, when you're rich and famous, rules do not apply to you.
That's fair. Yeah. So he has all these rules of the road, but, you know, it really doesn't. That's for everybody else.
Yeah. I did, you know, he charges $5 for every photo, too. I like that. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's $5. Like, you don't need $5. What are you doing? Oh, man.
So once they figure out, you know, they figure out Scott is Bill's son, he still wants to go Hot Rod. And he's like, you're not going with him. And he's like, yeah, I am. So he just goes while Bill falls through the dock that can't get fixed.
Yeah, way to go, Odd Job. A couple of times in this movie, he's like, why don't you go fix those rotten boards on the dock? Oh, yeah, I'll get to it.
And, you know,
worst employees.
Right here, John, I thought this was a flashback, right? Because he's kind of drinking and he finds, I think it was a photo, and he's like, oh boy. And then I thought they were flashing back to when that happened, because all of a sudden he's in the road in a fish costume passing out flyers. And I'm like, okay. And no, it's present day.
Yeah, I said the same thing. I was like, oh, he's having a flashback to what he used to be. Wait a minute. No, he's not. Yeah. Then he ends up going to the bar whilst dressed up as a bass. It was very pathetic looking.
Oh, boy. Nothing but trouble here, John. You know what's going to happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, for one, I think it depends a bit on the town that he's in. Right, because, you know, where he's at, they obviously know it's him. It's like, okay, yeah, here's a beer. But, you know, there's other places they might call, like, you know, some bass hunt, you know, fisher hunter man, and try and get on TV. Like, I just saw a Sasquatch bass. I don't know. It's a real thing. He's walking on the ground.
And you know what? You never know. There could be a guy named Van Helsing hanging out there trying to recruit people.
That's right.
You don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know. You know, there could be a werewolf there. You don't know. You don't know.
It could happen. Mm-hmm. I did like, so Bill and Hot Rod Johnson are getting, are mixing words at the bar.
Why?
And Hot Rod goes, I've been known to bring the thunder.
Ooh.
And Bill goes, well, I've been known to break the wind. Yeah, that's deep.
Oh, boy. You know? And then they're like, for some reason, they're like, let's do a drinking contest.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
you are in a bar. I mean, I get it.
All right. And, it's an interesting one, right? Because we're going to have Bill. He's got to do 3 shots before Hot Rod downs 3 beers. But you can't touch the other guy's glass.
Which that was an interesting, you know, he says that and I'm like, I don't understand why he said that. That's really suspicious or sus, as they say nowadays.
Yeah, it was
And
like,
okay, well, let's see how this goes, right? And they're like, okay, let's get going at it. And you know, Bill has his first shot, and Billy Ray's kind of like sipping his first beer, barely getting through it.
shot, shot,
And
shot, 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 shot.
go ahead, Bill grabs for his second shot, and as he's grabbing it, Hot Rod Johnson takes his glass and just as that he's finished the first beer and sets it over top of Bill's shot so he can't touch it.
Oh,
Oh, that was a pro move right there. Pro. Yeah.
You just got hot rodded.
Oh, man.
And I like how Bill punches Hot Rod and it doesn't really do anything. And then Bill screams. I did laugh and he's like, ah! And then Hot Rod punches him out. He's like, ah! So Bill's having it rough, John. You know, he heads to the shop the next day and he's just had enough. And the mailman comes in and old, you know, Betty still wants to bang. And Bill's like, you guys, Betty just wants to bang. Yeah, okay, mail guy. Like,
Bill guy's like,
she.
oh, I gotta go. And Betty's like, you have embarrassed me so much. He's like, okay, whatever.
So,
But it's time for the Paradise Lake Invitational. Let's do some ESPN bass fishing. Here we go.
somehow, so his father-in-law's like, he tells him how he's gonna, now how was this? Gonna give him 15K, then sell the place to Hot Rod?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah. I'll let
what?
you pay it off. Pay off your loan, and then we're gonna give, I'm gonna give the whole place away. Like, what? Why?
But this ESPN, I don't know if it was ESPN 8, the Ocho, but
The
this coverage of this tournament, these announcers
Oh,
are
man.
fantastic. All right, just
Yep.
fantastic. And you know, you got to get, it's like the Super Bowl official over here. All right, so nobody, like, why are you showing up? Nobody can beat Hot Rod. All right.
Yeah, right. What are you doing? Why even bothering? But the presenters have talking to Bill, but really what they start doing is trash talking Bill, just telling him how worthless he's
Wow.
going to be. No chance. And then of course we find out their main sponsor for the event is the Mattress King. Oh.
Yeah, they're telling him he's a real piece of shit. Let me
Oh.
tell you, man. And I though this is a 2-day tournament. Total weight of bass. So they're gonna start day one, and of course his engine will start because his boat be a piece of shit, just like him.
Yeah. We've seen chainsaws start easier than his boat motor.
Need that one pull boat start, man.
That's
You
what he
know,
needs. Yeah, gotta get one of those.
But his turd kid shows up to this thing to cheer on Hot Rod Johnson. That's a turd thing to do, man.
Like, I get you like Hot Rod Johnson, but like, your dad's in this. Don't you like God? Nope, guess not.
But they show Hot Rod out there, and he's just I guess you call it fishing up a storm. I don't know. He's really
Yeah.
reeling them in.
I like it. I like it.
But
Oh, that's a
they're
good
like
catch.
they're like, what's that piece of shit Bill Doogie doing over there? No, oh, he's just pissing off the side of his boat, you piece of shit.
Look at that fish. It's a huge fish.
But after the, of course, the first day, Hot Rod's in first place, and Bill Doogie, well, he's like last. He crashes into the dock on the way back. He's a real piece of shit.
He's no good, yeah. Hot Rod had like 16 pounds of bass, and Bill had like eight pounds. He had half as much. And yeah, then, now his boat, by the way, is because he like crashed it in order to get there in time, is now sinking in the water. And turns out you have to use the same boat both days. So,
yeah. You know, these bass fishing tournament rules, John, you know.
That's complicated. I don't understand why the same boat would matter. But whatever.
I know. So then
must be a sponsorship thing, right? The boat manufacturers are sponsor. They want to make sure, yeah.
It's probably true, John. You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he decides to take Jack, his father-in-law's check, and then Jack's like, "Oh, you're not going to be managing. You're going to be on the floor with the dumb high schoolers selling mattresses."
Yeah, great. Great. Thanks, Dad. Oh, man.
Old friend Buddy, he finds all of Bill's so-called friends, and he tells them how they're all a bunch of assholes for not helping him at all.
This guy, I didn't get a chance. I forgot to even look it up. This old guy, he used to own the fishing bait shop, right? Now he's just he's like this Yoda in this movie. Do you know who this guy is? Is he somebody? I mean, he gave off a vibe, but I didn't really know who he was. It wasn't somebody I didn't recognize off the top of my, you know.
He's got a good name.
Yeah.
Billy Joe Shaver.
Ooh.
Let's see here. Known for writer. Oh boy, I don't know these things.
Guess not.
Boy, right. Boy.
Must be like a buddy of Billy Ray. That's my guess.
He did a lot of writing.
Maybe he writes lyrics. Maybe he wrote some music.
Yeah. He did a lot of writing. He was a writer on Tommy Lee Jones's Man of the House 2005.
Oh. There you go.
Writer WKRP in Cincinnati 1979.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, he died 2020.
Oh, he looked elderly in this movie.
He was an actor and writer known for Hell or High Water, Crazy Heart, and Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius.
Oh.
Random movies.
Random, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all I got. All right.
Well, we get another one of Hot Rod Johnson's rules of the road. Number 24, trying does not matter. It's winning that counts. I was like, there you go. There is no try. They only do or do not.
Yes.
this guy, he gets his crappy friends to go and fetch his boat out of the water, which they do a pretty terrible job of doing it. They like rip his boat in half and just make a mess of things. I don't understand why it was so difficult to do in the first place. You didn't have that big of a boat. You know, I mean, I feel like they could have all just went in the water and picked it up and they'd have been all right.
That's what I thought too. So Donna's wife, they talk and she's like, no, we're not getting divorced. You're just stupid.
She said something earlier like, we're going to have to talk about things when you get back. And he's like, oh.
Heard that one before.
So, yeah, well, John, they managed to fix the boat just a little bit.
Yeah, they did some mods. Mods? Yeah, they modded it, gave it some new bling. It went from this crappy looking boat to this crappier looking boat.
Nailed it.
Yeah. You know, like when Queen Latifah modded her taxi to have like superchargers and you know, racing tires and all that, right? It was pretty sweet. Well, this is like the opposite of that.
Yeah, if you ever want to see her taxi in her kitchen, that's number 154.
The kitchen, that's right.
Oh boy, do we ever do a wide range of movies? You know, you never know what we're gonna pick.
That's right.
You know, you could have Queen Latifah racing a taxi. You could have Billy Ray fishing. You could have a leprechaun. You just don't know.
You could have a whole movie where they sing every lyric about about body parts that he sold us.
You could. You could.
Yep.
You know.
It could. It could happen.
Actually, hold on. I went the wrong way there. So Bill tears up the check in front of the father-in-law. The wife pushes him in the water, you know, and it's like, oh, here we go. Buddy drops by for some inspirational words, gives him a little box, says, don't open it till you get out on that lake. And it's like, ooh.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so Bill gets out on the lake and he's like, all right, what'd you get me, buddy? He opens up the box and it says, dance with who brung ya. And Billy's like, well, that's not very helpful.
That's what I thought too. Like, what does that mean? Like, what? I still
mean, stop trying to be somebody you're not, you know. Means, you know, you became a good fisherman by fishing good the way you do it. Don't try and be somebody else. Don't try and, you know. So he did, and then guess what? He started catching good. He's getting the biggins. And there's a real big one. It looks like he drops it though, so doesn't quite catch that. Yeah,
that was a doozy there. Looks like he caught it then lost it, and you're like, oh no. But oh boy,
oh no.
Time for the second day weigh-in total. Who's going to be the champion? Well, Hot Rod shows up, and well, oh, man. Pretty good day. He's still in first place.
That's right. Until Bill shows up. He shows them the majority of his catch for a whopping, like, 17 pounds or something like that, and enough to get him to fourth place. That's pretty respectable, right? And he's like, oh wait, there's one more. And then he just lays down a whopper. This guy, he did catch apparently that big old fish. He caught that last one for a big 10 pound fish, man. Almost 11 pound fish. What?
A lot of fish.
That's a lot of fish. Yeah,
and he's in first place now, and you're like, oh boy, Bill's won. But then Hot Rod's like, but wait, there's more. I know.
Why would you even do that? Like, oh yeah, I had another one, I just didn't want to tell you. Like, really? Why? just in case you could throw some drama in. That was what you were hoping. Does this kind of thing happen? I don't know. I've never seen one of these competitions.
I think we need better weighing in rules here, people. All right.
I think you're right about that. Yep.
You know. So now Hot Rod's in first, and the Scott's like, wait a minute. I caught that fish days ago. He's a big, fat cheater.
I can prove it too, because Scotty, one of the few people who has a cell phone and knows how to use it, took some video of this, pictures of this, and shows it. You know, he's got the spots and the, yeah, there's the babes in the background. I mean, everything's there. Yep.
And then one of my favorite parts of this movie is everybody there watching and the announcers all say, we should take Hot Rod to the lake and drown him.
Just like, well, there you go. Now you know how we feel.
You take this shit seriously, all right? I love it. But no, they're like, lifetime suspension. And of course, you don't win this tournament, you cheater.
Yeah.
And
so Bill wins the $50,000. Yeah, he's going to pay off his balloon mortgage payment and not have to work for the Mattress King. That's nice. Maybe even get himself a new boat.
Yeah. He could sell some, you know, he's the Bass Fishing Tournament Champion shirts or Sasquatch shirts, you know, whatever you want to sell.
Whatever. So, yeah, could be.
He knocks Hot Rod out too at the thing there.
Yeah, punches him. Yeah.
And then Hot Rod's like, screw you out, I'm going home. And he turns around and his boat fake blows up.
Yeah.
Right there.
So as everyone goes and looks at Dale, who all throughout the movie was like, we should kill this guy, we should blow something up. And he's like, well, I thought we were all good about the, you know. Dale.
That's my question, silly. John. All right, that's my question about this is, did he plan on it blowing up then, or was Hot Rod just lucky he wasn't in the boat when it blew up?
you know? Dale almost did some homicide there, I think.
So too. But of course, Hot Rod's place is closing down. Bill's bait shop is booming with business. Everything's great. Betty's banging the mailman. Everybody is happy.
Yep. Yeah, a little feel-good ending there. Yeah, Bill gets a new boat. Cool. Everyone wants to go fishing with him now. He's happy.
Dale's the mailman for some reason.
That was weird.
That's how the movie ends. That's bait shop. A little something different for you there, John.
It was different. Yeah, it was different.
But you know,
we've had a handful of sporting movies, and that's a good fishing movie. I don't know, an okay fishing movie.
Yeah, a movie about fishing.
That had fishing.
And Hot Rod Johnson. John, I gotta ask John, do you have a St. Paddy's Day like movie?
I do not. Okay. I had my movie picked out last week. So we're a little behind right now. So anyway, sorry, I did not pick out a St. Paddy's Day movie. Maybe we'll do a post Paddy's Day. I don't know.
There you go.
But do I have a movie for you? I'm gonna say there's a good chance you may have seen this one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there's a good chance you haven't, because let's start with This movie had a budget of $5 million. So that's like a big budget, but a decent budget, right? And in the box office, it made a whopping
$455,000. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. In fairness, it was the movie came out in 2021, so there wasn't a lot of movie going at the time, right? So that's kind of why I think this was a flop in that side. But this stars our favorite actor of all time. That would be, of course, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I'm sold.
Yep. All right. In this movie, he will not be awarded any favorite lines because he does not say one word in this movie. Although he is the main actor in the movie. Yeah, he is. It's described a quiet loner, finds himself stranded in a remote town where his car breaks down and agrees to spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland. And they will cover the repairs of his car. So the movie is called Willy's Wonderland, where mayhem and violence and animatronics seek us for the whole night.
Can I tell you something, John? I have not seen this.
You've not seen it. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
But I own this. But I have
you no way, really?
Yep. I own this. So if you want to watch it on my Voodoos, I own
this. Oh, that's fantastic.
But I have never watched it. It's one of those things I was like, oh, I gotta get this, and then I never watched it. I never did.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yep, that's a good one.
I called it then. I figured you might have seen it, but that was one of those. It's one of those 2021, right? There was a lot of movies that you just couldn't watch anyway. So
yeah,
might not have done it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because I'll be excited to watch this one.
I'll be excited. Yeah, good old Nicolas Cage rarely disappoints because he's just that special.
That's Willy's Wonderland. I'm just looking at it here.
Yeah, there's one. There's in the trailer. They're like he's not stuck in here with them. They're stuck in there with him. Yes.
The first trivia just says, and I'm already intrigued. Right, Nicolas Cage improvised the pinball dance. So, I mean, whatever that is. I mean, what? Wait a minute. All right.
He said they had originally scripted a couple of lines, a handful of lines for him in the movie. And he's like, you know what? Why don't we just do this where I don't say anything? We'll do the whole movie. Like,
that's an easy script to learn right there.
Easier script to learn. Like, all I got to do is I'm going to express myself in other ways. Yeah.
I'm a vampire. All right, John, that sounds like a good one. I will talk to you later.
All right, till then.
Good morning.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.